Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So there's no mistakes in your Bible. Only mistakes is in your noggin. If you have a problem with that, you know, the problem's here, not here. So the Holy Ghost is his proper name. The Holy Spirit is the working of the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Or not, you agree with that. If you can come up with a better explanation, I'm all ears. Believe me, I've read after a lot of people, and nobody has addressed that I've found. I'm sure there's somebody out there much smarter than me. But we talk about the seven spirits of God in verse number 5. Here it is again. There's only one Spirit. Holy Spirit. There are not seven spirits out there. What it's talking about is a complete work of God, and we looked at that earlier in the book of Revelation, where it talked about the seven spirits in Revelation chapter number 1, and it goes back to the book of Isaiah, the working of the Holy Spirit and all his work. But I said all that to say this. Let me get this. I got 10 minutes, and I got 11 or 12 verses I got to deal with, and I never get it done. I believe when it says after this, he's talking about after the things that takes place upon this earth. And then in verse number 1, where the last verse, it says, hereafter, which must show the things hereafter. Turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 1. And it's verse number, which I must show you the things which come. I should have marked this down. Y'all help me find it. It's in chapter number 1. He talks about this. Okay. John, verse number 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which was, which is, was, and is to come. And then he goes down a little bit farther. Let's see, he loosed us, and I should have marked this. Okay, verse number 8, and I'm the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the ending, which saith the Lord, which was, which is, and was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And then he goes down, let's see, there's an actual verse in here. Is it 19? I hadn't flipped my page. Yes, thank you. Write all the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Again, that's the outline of the book of the Revelation. Things which are, which the things which you've seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. And we get to verse number 1, and it says, I will show you these things which must be hereafter. And he's caught up. In verse number 2, it says, immediately I was in the Spirit. Now, whether or not he went bodily or literally in the Spirit, I think of the Apostle Paul when he was there he was stoned at Lystra. And there at Lystra, he was stoned, and the Apostle Paul later writes, there's a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but he was called up to the third heaven. Again, Paul wasn't sure if he was called up bodily in the body or out of the body, or it was just his spirit was in his body. Probably, again, his body probably laid there in the ground, on the ground outside of Lystra. And it was his spirit that was called up, and Paul was called into the third heaven. Y'all follow what I'm talking about? After he was stoned and he was left for dead. Well, I don't believe his bodily was raised up and went to heaven. Probably, like he's talking about here, his spirit was taken up, and he saw some things, the Apostle Paul said, that was unlawful to utter. He saw some things, and that's why, also, if you read later, that he says, I think it's 2 Corinthians, where he talks about a messenger, Satan. It was there, he was sent to buffet me, lest I should be exalted among men, because the Apostle Paul saw some wonderful things in heaven, and he came back, and so that God would keep him humble, so to speak, unless he would be exalted. Hey, let me tell you what I saw in heaven. God didn't want Paul to do that. So he called a thorn in the flesh. You've heard messages about a thorn in the flesh. And I can't fathom preachers talk about, they don't know what the thorn in the flesh is. Well, maybe it's his eyesight or whatever. And in that passage of scripture, he's so clear about what the thorn in the flesh was, a messenger of Satan. How he was allowed, God allowed that messenger to buffet him, literally beat him up mentally, where, not, I won't say he was depressed all the time, but lest he would be exalted, he didn't have to take, what's them pills you have to take sometime when you're depressed? I don't know, I don't take these things. What do you call them? Prozac, whatever these things that kind of get you up, you know, get moving up. Paul didn't have to do that kind of stuff. But at the same time, we understand that Paul had saw some things, again, in the spirit. And John saw some things, said, in the spirit, behold, a throne, and it was in heaven, and one that sat on it. And then he describes this Jesus who sat on this throne. Was he, you know, or God, whoever, again, I'm not going to argue with anybody. By the way, sitting on the throne describes that he was the sovereign one. There's nobody, because he's on the throne, he's in control. He's on the throne. And let me give you a quick outline. I blowed my lesson. I got two pages here, and I hadn't even started it. Verse number one is a rapture scene, a rapture scene. Verses number 2 through 8 is a reigning scene, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G. And in that is a firm judgment and a flawless judgment in verse number 3, where he says, he that sat on, looked upon, he that sat was to look upon the, was looked like jasper. I tell you, my eyes are bad. And a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about him in the sight, like unto the emerald of God. So we see the judgment of God, and we also see the mercy of God. When it talks about the rainbow, there's the judgment, and then the mercy is pictured in that rainbow. Remember the rainbow with Noah after the judgment of God upon this earth? When it looked like the sun wouldn't shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the clouds. Remember that song, Gary? And that rainbow was a promise of God's mercy, that he wouldn't judge the earth, flood it again with the water. Well, we see that here around the throne. To look upon was jasper and sardine. That's clear. The jasper was clear. There's a little bit, was so clear it's almost a transparent white. Some people say it could almost be a purple. But it's so clear that it's, you can see through it, it's translucent. And then the sardine is a red stone, and they compared that to God's purity and also the blood that he shed on. That's why he used these two colors. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. That's just some commentators that throw that in there. It talks about the purity of God and his blood. That's why these two stones are mentioned there. And then the emerald, about the throne, and the sight is like unto an emerald. And the emerald's that beautiful green and speaks of the mercy of God. And then we get to the rest of these things. About round about the throne were 24 seats and the 24 elders. Now, who are these 24 elders? It's a great question. Some commentators, I love the word that commentators, because they're just common people who just put their thoughts down in a book, and there's different thoughts about this. Some people think this is, and they got some great thoughts here, that 12 of them are the, represent the 12 tribes of Israel, and then 12, the other 12 would represent like the 12 apostles. So you got the 24. So you got the Old Testament and you got the New Testament, which is a great thought. You know, perhaps it is. Others would think it's is for the New Testament churches of the New Testament age and all. And perhaps it is. I do know that as we get later in this book, they talk about every tribe and every language and all. I think it's a worldwide thing. Whichever way you're thinking about it, the gospel is for all people. Whatever side of the fence you're on trying to determine who these 24 elders is, the picture is that the gospel for everybody. It's not just for a chosen few. And we see the gospel is the same in the Old Testament as it was in the New Testament. They were saved in the Old Testament the same way they were saved in the New Testament, the same way we are saved today, by looking at Jesus Christ, that placing their faith and trust in him. Even though they didn't have a completed scripture, and I got to close here. Let me just leave this with you, and we'll try to finish this later on next week. When they would bring those little lambs in the Old Testament to the temple or to the tabernacle before the temple was built, and even before that, remember Adam in the garden, and there was I believe it was a lamb that was slaughtered. The Bible didn't say, just said that an animal was killed, and he was clothed with the animal skins. I believe that was a lamb.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.